From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for a war crimes investigation of Russia and Syria. Following an attack on a Syrian hospital Thursday night, which left 20 people dead and 100 wounded, Secretary Kerry said in Washington that people must be held accountable for the violence ravaging the country.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
Since the collapse of a U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire last month, ties between Moscow and Washington have grown even more strained. Meanwhile, Russia's parliament ratified a treaty with Syria on Friday that allows Russian troops to stay in that country indefinitely. Russia also says it will veto a French-drafted United Nations resolution calling for a ceasefire in Aleppo and the grounding of all aircraft, including Moscow's. Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin told reporters on Friday the Security Council should instead rally around a proposal made by UN envoy Staffan de Mistura for an al-Qaeda-linked militant faction to leave Aleppo in exchange for a halt to Russian and Syrian bombardment.
I cannot possibly see how we can let this resolution pass. I cannot possibly see. And to me, the most upsetting thing about it is that, as I say, there are other ways of doing it. And there is an initiative which is much more important, the Mistura initiative, an initiative which could be fleshed out and supported by the Security Council.
France's UN ambassador told reporters after Churkin spoke that a vote on its resolution, co-sponsored with Spain, will go ahead on Saturday. This is VOA News.